Let's check the markets. Joe Kim, Comstock Investments, pretty green screen for grain and soybeans today.
A second half of the week turnaround. Of course, soybeans limit lower on Monday set the tone. We did have a turnaround Tuesday and then follow through Wednesday and Thursday now. You have, again, help from crude oil futures, some big money rotation, mostly out of the equities, lately out of the metals as well, but still yet an inflation storyline that in part follows the Wednesday afternoon Federal Reserve meeting wrap-up, the ensuing press conference. No interest rate reduction as expected, but a more hawkish than anticipated stance from the central bank when we see this persistent inflation and yet concern about the economy as a whole. It's the stagflation trade that in part has sent some new money into the commodity space, and the grains have benefited from that. When you think about worry in the economy, though, that's not something that usually props up the meats. And indeed, cattle futures were lower along with the equity markets as well today. So that conversation about the economy and consumer demand, more of a negative over in that sector. All markets going forward are going to continue to remain dependent on the outside financial markets and their signaling of sentiment regarding what's going on in the Middle East, for one, and then domestic policy, and for the grains in particular, domestic policy surrounding biofuels, which was another tailwind here again this week. You have the celebration of agriculture coming at the end of next week with favorable biofuel policy announcements expected there. That helping overall, again, a higher day for the grains and a continued recovery from the Monday sell-off.
Joe Kim, Comstock Investments.